You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The House passes its $95 billion package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The bill had been held up by Republicans in the House, including Speaker Mike Johnson, for months. To Washington and ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Getting behind this long stalled aid was a concession for Johnson. He had held it up for months, and one lawmaker who was with him the night before he made his decision says that he told confidants he wanted to be on the right side of history.
But will it cost Speaker Johnson his job? Congressman Paul Gosar, now the third Republican to sign on to Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to oust the Speaker, saying that the Speaker should be focusing on border security. Even as the three were among the Republicans who rejected a bipartisan Senate border bill just weeks ago. The bill passed by the House yesterday also contains legislation to force a sale of TikTok or have it banned. Israel says the IDF struck a number of Hezbollah targets in Lebanon overnight. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Federal incentives are helping pay for new renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moan with more.
Stane County is no stranger to embracing clean energy, but federal aid from policies like the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law spurring more activity. County Executive Joe Parisi says there have been past government credits for things like solar installations, but he adds the latest approach is more expansive.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
For example, a local construction company put solar arrays on several of its facilities. He says the new credits speed up the pace of reimbursements, creating more energy savings in the near future. Federal officials say demand has been strong for programs offering the aid, but Parisi says one challenge is creating broader awareness so that under-resourced areas can apply. Beyond clean energy, Parisi says the federal government's push for more made-in-America manufacturing creates opportunities for local plants and regional economies.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
National polling shows Americans are greatly concerned about things like inflation, but Parisi says these long-term investments stand to help reduce operating expenses for government agencies and businesses, hopefully keeping local taxes in check while providing savings for consumers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week at Marquette, a new head coach for women's basketball.
We look for people who want to go out and set the world on fire. We look for people like Kara Consuegra. Welcome aboard.
After 13 seasons as the head coach at Charlotte, Kara Consuegra takes over the women's program at Marquette.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
Consuegra was a player at Iowa, then hired as an assistant at Marquette in 2004. I asked her, what's it like being back in Milwaukee?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, breezy west to northwest winds, and highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies as lows bottom out in the mid and upper 30s. On Monday, increasing clouds and breezy southwest winds, highs in the lower to middle 60s. Right now, it's 31.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
Not, what are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
AM 1400 WRJN.
This is Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. A bunch of celebrations today. Hank Mancini on his centennial. Some of the Oscar losers from the 30s that nobody remembers. And Music for a Spring as well, which doesn't seem as if it's spring, but what the heck? Hank Mancini. I happened to be on the air the day we lost him. And I happened to have some vinyl, as luck would have it, of Mr. Mancini's work. There's a lot more yet to come. We're on the air till high midnight. Midnight in some parts of the world. We call it noon here. 12 o'clock high. On the Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all over Wisconsin and all over the world, actually, streaming at civicmedia.us. And there you'll find our podcast, too, from previous programs going back to November the 5th of 2023. Thanks for being here. Mancini was born in Ohio, Maple Heights, but he was actually raised in West Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. A coal mining town, and he wrote a song about that, too. You'll hear it later.
Simple truth, you don't have to worry
the
about
music of the stars.
Artificial preservatives because we're free.
Kid was a piano player and an orchestral arranger. He worked under a concert pianist and the old Stanley Theater and the conductor Max Adkins. The guy was brilliant. The kid, here's Julie Andrews.
It is marvelous to be part of a tribute to Hank. And over the years that we've known each other, he's never lost his sense of wonder and delight, nor his terrific sense of humor. And for me, half the fun of working with Hank is listening to one of his songs over the telephone when it's a work in progress. Wherever I am, he calls up and he says, "Hey, Jules, got a minute?" And I get a world premiere. In fact, my husband actually proposed to me over the telephone after he played me a Mancini song. No one can top Hank when it comes to writing music that captures character. At the end of our movie, That's Life, there's a Mancini song that manages to sum up the entire film. The perfect person was chosen to perform it. No one could sing it better. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, give me one of the keys. Just give me the keys. Come on. Okay, thanks.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Life that you see, and you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. In a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time, fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart, you'll agree. That's life that you see. And you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. Glad you're you. Oh.
That was nominated for an Academy Award. That's as far as it got. Very rare tune for some reason. It's from the picture That's Life. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. We're on. Francis Albert Sinatra.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Sacroiliac today. Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who is wise never forgets that life is worth living. That looking glass and a smile.
I want you to hear this. This is Charles Osgood.
I've seen that face before, the face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie a bow tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. Man in the looking glass, who can he be? Man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, that lad who used to sigh? Who's this elderly Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today? Where's that first love affair,
tragedy d'amour. The one that you thought would be the end of you for sure. Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who's wise never forgets that life is worth living if once in a while you can look in that looking glass and smile.
Charles Osgood. That was on his 80th birthday. Accompanied himself on piano. What a profound song. Some reason that song isn't that well known. Oh, was nominated. The music of the stars, music of Mancini on his 100th.
Our next guest is the kid who gave me my first concert date. In 1962, just after Peter Gunn and Moon River, he hired me to appear with him at the Seattle World's Fair Opera House. We've worked a lot together since, and recently recorded an album of movie songs called The Hollywood Musicals for Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis.
Year 1987.
Thank you very much. Two of my favorite Mancini songs come from movies directed by Stanley Donen, and both of them star Audrey Hepburn, one of Henry's favorites. Two for the Road, with Hepburn and Albert Finney, charts the ups and downs of a marriage with remarkable wit and style. Charade, with Cary Grant, is a sophisticated comedy thriller beautifully filmed in Paris. Each movie inspired Henry to write a lovely ballad.
place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life in summertime.
Suit all wet.
That's all right. It's a drip dry. Wipe your eyes.
Promise me you'll never lie to me the way Charles did. Why do people have to tell lies?
Usually it's because they want something. They're afraid the truth won't get it for them.
You tell lies?
Mrs. Lamb.
Everett, it's me, the man who was in your room a few minutes ago.
What do you want?
Who is it?
It's the man you had the fight with.
Is Dial with you?
Who?
The man I had the fight with, lady. Dial. That's his name. What's wrong? Is he still there?
Yes. That's right.
What's he saying?
Don't trust him. Don't tell him anything.
It didn't win. What did win is a song sung originally in the movies by Jackie Gleason, Call Me Irresponsible. Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Conroe. The picture of Papa's delicate condition. Which happened to be playing that night. Movie theater in Kenosha that had just reopened after decades of darkness, the old Gateway. The Music of the Stars on the air. It was a nice tune. Call me irresponsible, I mean. Let's hear it.
Just adore you.
sparkle, rainbows I'm inclined to pursue.
Sinatra. A lot of songs that year. The pictures of 1962-63 at the Oscars. Oh, by the way, we do a salute to the Oscar losers later on. Let's see, what else was on in 1962? The pictures Days of Wine and Roses, that won, by Hank Mancini. Papa's Delicate Condition, with Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn's tune. And Jackie Gleason had the honor of singing it on The Music of the Stars. Let me play this for you, just to show you that Jackie can sing, sort of.
Oh, you beautiful doll. You miserable soul. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
It's hard to pick out one little area to talk about with you. I wanted to kind of clarify a couple things I was reading. You were in the post-war Glenn Miller Band. Now, Glenn died at what point? Before you started?
Well, he died in the service.
Yeah. A couple of years.
Are you on?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, all right. Miller died, must have been about 1944. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It was in there somewhere. Well, during the war.
And you were a singer at that point.
Me? I never sang. Ooh. God. The worst singer in the world. I used to get, like, almost an F in chorus, you know. I was a musician, but that's a different thing.
But your wife was this. Was she a singer in the band? Your future wife?
Yes, yes. Jenny was a singer with the group called the Melt. She was with the Meltones, with Meltra May's group. But then she, with the group she was with Tex Bendick, it was the Mellowlarks, and a close harmony group. You know, it's both my girls do that. That kind of singing.
Doo-wahs.
No, no, it's before doo-wahs. No, it's, well, you know, like the Manhattan Transfer do it now. That's the kind of stuff. My daughter Monica's going into the Los Angeles production of City of Angels. So we're happy about that.
Wow, musical family then. Mm-hmm. Was it a little tough for you being in a steel town when you grew up playing the piccolo and being a musician?
I didn't know any better. I knew that I was a little different, you know, because I played the piccolo. I played the band. I used to piccolo in the band. It was flute in the band, and I started playing piano. And I used to play all of the weddings: Lithuanian, Polish, Croatian, Italian, Greek. All of those weddings I used to play.
Oh, my friend, we'll meet again someday.
Wrote the lyrics to that himself. The music of the star. We can't afford to lose people like Henry Mancini.
Oh, my friend, we'll meet again someday. You made life worth the price we all pay. Song, and you knew it all along. song in my heart. I'll laugh about the stops and starts and all that I have lost along the way.
Started this morning by listening to your recording of The Shadow of Your Smile.
Isn't that funny? I was just rehearsing with that yesterday because I'm doing it for a benefit, and I hope you liked it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I had the opportunity to interview the composer, Johnny Mandel.
Oh, and, yes, we know Johnny very well.
Oh yeah, wonderful guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, I'm not allowed to editorialize on the radio, but just personally, I think that you have the best version of that song.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That made my day. I shall go through the day.
Along the sand, one day in early spring, you held a piper in your hand. To mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow. Into my eyes.
Paul Francis Webster lyrics. It did win the Oscar. From The Sandpiper. Here's Monica with Paul Leslie.
What was a typical day like in the Mancini household growing up?
You know, it's very funny because most people would think that there was Henry was sitting at the piano, you know, in the afternoons or a cocktail hour and playing, and we'd all be standing around singing. And, you know, it was a really normal household back when we were growing up, back when we were very young, because my dad hadn't really sort of, in quotes, made it yet. So he was a staff writer at Universal, so he would get up and go to work every day. And my mom would get up and go to work every day also because she was a studio singer in Los Angeles back in the day when they had a lot of not only radio shows, but they had a lot of variety television shows and a lot of recordings going on. So my mom would go over to CBS or to NBC and be one of the sort of staff singers on these variety shows, you know, like Danny Kaye, Judy Garland, Andy Williams, you know, all of those shows. And so it was we went to school. So that was our, you know, it was like anybody else. Everybody goes off to work. Then when Dad got a little more successful, he began writing at home. He had the luxury of not having to go into Universal every day, and he had a home studio set up off the garage, and he would work. And so those scenarios where we're all, you know, a family singing around the piano are a little...
And you were a singer at that point.
Me? I never sang. Ooh, God. The worst singer in the world. I used to get, like, almost an F in chorus, you know. I was a musician, but that's a different thing.
But your wife was this. Was she a singer in the band? Your future wife?
Yes. Jenny was a singer with a group called the Melt. She was with the Meltones, with Meltra May's group. But then she with the group she was with Tex Bendick, it was the Mellowlarks.
Now here's Jenny Mancini with the Meltones. Tied in with Mel Torme. Here's Hank.
My daughter's going into the Los Angeles production of City of Angels. So we're happy about that.
Wow, musical family then. Mm-hmm. Was it a little tough for you being in a steel town when you grew up playing the piccolo and being a musician?
I didn't know any better. That, I knew that I was a little different, you know, because I played the piccolo, I played the band, I used to piccolo in the band, there was flute in the band, and I started playing piano, and I used to play all of the weddings, Lithuanian, Polish, Croatian, Italian, Greek, all of those weddings I used to play. And with no music, you know, we used to go out and play, they call them gigs now, but we used to call them jobs, $2 and $3 a night, you know, and we used to go out and play those.
Aliquippa's a coal mining town. I grew up there in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, and when it snowed, the snow didn't stay white long, but that coal dust drifting over the whole city. He wrote a song about that called Black Snow. Well, no, it's not a song. It's an instrumental. Here it is, taking us up to news at 8 o'clock. This is the Music of the Stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. Be right back.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.